This week, the House of Representatives passed legislation that would make it a crime to clone a human being. Anyone who tries would face a $1 million fine and 10 years in jail. But many scientists think the new legislation may go too far. While they agree that making a baby using cloning techniques is unethical, they think other uses of cloning could bring about remarkable medical therapies. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Every human born so far started the same way. A sperm fertilized an egg, becoming an embryo that grew into a baby inside a woman. In cloning, something very different happens. No sperm, just the genetic information from an adult cell put into an egg whose genetic information has been removed. What do you call the result?
I'd call it a new cell line, a pluripotential cell line that could be engineered for therapeutic purposes.
Robert Rich is the president of FASEB, an organization of 60,000 biologists. A pluripotential cell line is how scientists describe embryonic stem cells, those special cells that appear to have so much promise for treating human disease. But clearly, most members of the House of Representatives and quite a few scientists call the result of that first step in cloning an embryo, and therefore think research on that embryo should be prohibited. After all, animal experiments have shown that it can produce live offspring. But Rich insists that just because it can be an embryo doesn't mean it will be an embryo.
A few cells that are destined to become an embryo look very much the same thing as a few cells, through the microscope, as a few cells that are destined to become a cell line. What we're talking about is the development of cell lines.
And Rich says those cell lines could replace damaged cells. Brain cells, for example, that have been damaged by Parkinson's disease. And clone stem cells may have advantages over other stem cells. Making clone stem cells from the Parkinson's patient means they won't be rejected by the patient's immune system. Scientists don't know whether any of this theoretical promise of cloned embryonic stem cells will actually work. Sean Tipton of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine says now that the House has criminalized any cloning, scientists may never find out.
In effect, what the House is doing is slamming the door and saying, we don't even want to know what's there. We don't care that it might cure millions of people who are suffering from diabetes or heart disease. The science fiction aspect of it, that it could lead to a human clone, is so scary, we don't even want to know.
Tipton thinks if members of Congress understood the difference between cloning to create a new human being and cloning to create new cell lines, they would never have passed such a bill. But Robert Rich acknowledges that no amount of scientific explanation will change firmly held beliefs.
Those individuals who believe that under no circumstances is it morally or ethically permissible to do this kind of research, we happen to disagree with. We respect their views, but I don't think that any amount of discussion is going to change those.
Still, Rich feels more education will help. His organization will try to explain to senators the difference between cloning for research and cloning for reproduction. The Senate has yet to consider the cloning ban. The Reproductive Medicine Society's Sean Tipton thinks the House adopted an extreme measure more as a political statement than an attempt to prohibit cloning.
I think if they want to have a responsible prohibition against cloning, they can get that passed in the Senate. If they're going to insist on an overreaching one, the Senate's not going to go along with that.
Tipton may be a bit optimistic. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said this week he's not so sure that any form of cloning should be allowed in this country. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.